A memorial to the Lind Cafe siege has been erected in Sydney's city centre to mark the 10-year anniversary of the harrowing event. Display boards have been placed in Martin Place, inviting visitors to pause and remember the events of December 2014, when a lone gunman, Man Haron Mernis, entered the Lind Cafe and claimed 18 hostages. Mernis fatally shot cafe manager Tory Johnson, and barrister Katrina Dawson was killed by stray police bullet fragments. The Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, says it was a dark day for the city.
Today, 10 years on from this terrible event which traumatised this city, we pause to remember those who lost their lives, Katrina and Tory. We're here as well with Katrina Dawson's parents today, paying respect to them.
An 18-month-long inquest after the siege delivered a string of criticisms, including that New South Wales police did not act quickly enough, the gunman should not have been allowed out on bail at the time of the siege, non-responsiveness to calls for help from the hostages, and what was deemed insensitive treatment of victims' families.